第二周，星期六 ，Test One。
Conversation One. Well, you seem to be having fun watching the movie.
Yeah, it was good fun. It kept me in stitches right from the start.
You know, whenever I watch comedy, I always like to know why it is that people like to laugh. I mean, why does it feel so good to laugh?
Yeah.I heard from my biology professor that even after centuries of scientific research, no one knows for sure why human beings and just a few other primates laugh.
I read somewhere that Charles Darwin thought that laughter, which begins with small babies, was like an evolutionary reward to the mother and father. Babies' laughter sounded so different from crying, he believed, that even prehistoric parents must have interpreted it as a sign of well-being.They enjoyed the laughter, which encouraged them to continue caring for the child.
Yes, researchers have also found that it has a positive effect on many patients, and that it produces certain hormones that actually switch on the body's immune system and actually help fight off diseases. So it could be to help fight off disease.
Well, I've heard that apes also like laughing.
I've heard that too. Chimpanzees,apes, and a few other primates laugh, but no other animals do. I've seen them laugh at zoos, when tickling each other, and when playing chasing games. Their laugh sounds like rapid panting, but I've been assured it's a kind of laughing.
Which reminds me, I'd better get back to those apes I have for roommates before they eat all the chicken I left out in the kitchen. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question 20. Why do people laugh according to Darwin?Question 21. How does the woman know that primates do laugh?
Conversation 2. John, have you chosen a physical education class yet this semester?
No. Why?
You've got to take rock climbing. We just had the first class, and it looks like it's going to be great.
You think I should take rock climbing? You've got to be kidding. Besides, how can they teach rock climbing when it's completely flat around here?
That's not important. You can't just start climbing without any training. You have to get in shape, learn how to use the ropes, the belts, the buckles. There's a lot of preparation first.
You don't think it's just a little bit dangerous?
Not if you know how to use the safety equipment, which is, by the way, pretty high-tech. The ropes are made of elastic fabrics that stretch a little. The shoes have special grips on the bottom, and the helmets are made of some kind of special plastic. You have to learn how to use all these before you do any real climbing.
Well, what's the appeal?We'll spend the whole semester studying something we don't actually get to do.
We will take a climbing trip during spring break, but that's not the point. Climbing is not the only goal. In preparing to climb, you learn patience, mental discipline, and you gain fantastic physical strength, especially in your hands. For the first few weeks, we're going to concentrate entirely on hand and upper body exercises.
All that in one sport? Maybe you are right.Since it's not too late to join the class, maybe I will.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What is the woman trying to do? Question 23. What does the man imply about rock climbing at their college? Question 24. What are the ropes for training rock climbing made of? Question 25. Why is the woman interested in rock climbing?